Hello and welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2012 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report that's put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out, I share it with you, and I pray for the nations and the people indicated for the following week. So let's get on with it. Tonight we're talking about Vietnam. Vietnamese officials in Wan Cha District, Dien Bien Province, destroyed two new church buildings of ethnic minority Hmong Christians last month and threatened to tear down a third. The Ho He Church, erected in April by the unregistered Vietnam Good News Mission, was demolished on June 17. The Phan Ho Church of the Registered Evangelical Church of Vietnam, North Vietnam, was destroyed 4 days earlier on June 13, 2012. As local police, paramilitary forces, and other authorities descended on the church buildings by the dozens, the Christians could only watch as the houses of worship were reduced to rubble. Both congregations have since divided into small groups and continue to worship. Thank God that they have stayed faithful during this time of persecution, and they ask that no other churches, we will ask that no other churches in the area will be torn down. Amen? Pray for Vietnam. And in Iran, Iran's Revolutionary Court recently upheld Pastor Farshid Fathi's 6-year sentence for political offenses, forcing him to complete a prison term that began more than 18 months ago. Farshid was arrested in December 2010 for his Christian work, but authorities continue to cast his activities as political offenses. He was convicted for allegedly being the chief agent of foreign organization in Iran and for administering funds for foreign organizations, a charge often used to arrest and convict Christians. Farshid has become much beloved among inmates in Tehran's Evin prison, according to Elam Ministries. Farshid's trial had been repeatedly postponed by judicial authorities until earlier this year. Farshid's wife, Leila, relinquished the deed to their home to pay his bail, but even so, he was never released. Farshid and Leila have 2 children. Pray for Farshid's endurance as he continues to bring light to those in Evin prison during the remainder of his sentence. In Kenya, at least 17 Christians were murdered in simultaneous attacks on 2 churches in Garissa, Kenya, on Sunday, July 1. Along with the 17 killed, more than 40 people were wounded. Masked assailants launched grenades and opened fire with assault rifles on 2 churches, a Roman Catholic church and an Africa Inland church, which are approximately 2 miles apart. Television footage showed the attack's effects. Benches knocked over, blood pooled on the floor or spattered over the walls, garments lying on the floor, and Bibles strewn throughout the church buildings. The attacks occurred in Garissa, a provincial capital about 120 miles west of the Somali border. Local officials called this the worst attack since Kenya sent troops into Somalia to crush the Al-Shabaab militants. Christians in the area are concerned about what this means for their future. Well, you can imagine that, can't you? Or can you? This is a tough one to imagine for us. In Pakistan, pray for Christian prisoner Imran Ghafur, accused of false blasphemy charges and serving a life sentence. VOM is supporting his family, including his elderly parents who need ongoing medical care. Imran hopes to be released early so he can serve as a missionary to his people. Well, thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. Although I'm an area representative for VOM, this is not an official VOM presentation. If you live in the Northern Illinois area, would like me to come and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry, I'd be glad to do that. You can email me at diakonos, D-I-A-K-O-N-O-S, number 3, diakonos3 gmail.com. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. Bye-bye.